6 music.
Today from 4, Gary Crowley in for Steve Lamacq. At 1, Mamone. Right now, Ian Lee in for George Lamb.
Trying to do a little bit of mushing it up and muffing it up spectacularly. Hello, everyone. This is Ian Lee sitting in for George Lamb. There's a collective groan as everyone switches off their digital radios because they were expecting George. Where is George? He's off on holiday, is he? I'm assuming he's.
I think so.
He's having Christmas. Don't worry, it's going to be a good show. Well, it'll be all right. I'm in a studio. I don't know what the hell's going on here. I've got Adam. I guess you're producing the show.
I am, yes.
Let me turn you up there. Is that you?
Next one.
There?
Other way.
There we go.
Oh, you got me.
Now, listen, you are Adam. Would you be offended if I called you Andy?
Why?
Just because I...
I'm going to call me Adam.
Andy, because it's just... The name Adam doesn't stick in my head. I'll try and go for Adam, but if I call you Andy, don't be...
Okay.
Don't be a girl about it and complain to the boss at the BBC. Oh, Ian, you got my name wrong and sue me.
I'll try and be Andy all day.
Okay. And we have Sarah's in there. Oh, no, she's doing stuff. She's busy. We can't talk to her. Okay, in the first hour, we have an action-packed show. We actually do have action packing into this show. James Bond is coming on the line. Is this true? So Roger Moore
absolutely
himself?
Absolutely true.
The best Bond there's ever been. These people that say, oh, Sean Connery is the best. No, he's not. He's rubbish. I'll tell you why. He's not a very good actor. The stories are boring and the special effects are absolute guff. Whereas Bond, Roger Moore, perfect. Perfect, you know. Anyway, so he's coming on. Also, Mike Wozniak's coming on. You won't have heard of him, but he's a very funny comedian. So he's coming on and there'll be laughs aplenty, guaranteed, on 6 Music. And also, I was thinking, I don't like showing off and blowing my own trumpet, partly because I don't have one, but I'm very good friends with Mahoney from the Police Academy film, Steve Guttenberg, star of Three Men and a Little Lady. And I have got on this sheet of paper here Steve Guttenberg's own personal phone number, and I was thinking maybe about 10:30, we'll give him a call and just have a chat friend to friend and see what the hell is going on for Mahoney's Christmas. Are we allowed to do that?
We can do that.
Fantastic. All right, well, I shall play a record. The first song you heard there was Sail on Sailor. Here's a question, trivia fans. What's the connection between that record and the Ruttles? We can do a text. We've got text here. That can be a text thing, can't it? What's the number? 64046. I've never worked in radio before. I don't have a clue. 64046. What's the connection? No prize or anything, you know. Between Sail on Sailor and the Ruttles, the Beatles spoof rip-off band, if ever there was one. 64046. Roger Moore's coming up in a bit, but first of all, here's Alessi's Ark and their song The Horse. Unbelievable.
I was told that lovers...
This sounds like We Are Family by the Pointer Sisters. They've given me some music to play underneath me talking. Beds is the boring technical term. And I think I saw the worst ever television show I've ever seen in my... It was a celebrity version of the worst ever television show. Are you aware of Shane Ritchie's Don't Forget the Lyrics on Sky One? It is awful. It's like karaoke, but... awful. And they had special guests on it last night, including David Guest. And the woman who, a few years ago, I would have married had she not called the police on me, Keris Matthews. Don't like her so much since she's been in the jungle, but she's a fine-looking... She looks a little bit like a gentleman. You know, do you know what I mean? She's got a big chin. I mean the chin. And I think she's a stunning-looking woman. And it was just... awful, awful television. I haven't had a drink for 4 years, and I was kind of looking at that whiskey bottle thinking, that might be what I need to get through this. Right, this is Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb. Don't panic. You can email me if you want, george.6music@bbc.co.uk. They couldn't be bothered to set up an email address. I'm here today, I'm here all next week. No one can be bothered to set up an email address with Ian in the name. george.6music@bbc.co.uk.
I'm Andy. You're George.
Thank you, Andy. Or Adam, whatever your name is. I don't know. We have a young gentleman out and about getting us drinks as well. And
wow.
I've been introduced to him, but I can't remember his name. Is it Ben? Mark? Ben, it's Ben or Mark. I'm putting my money on Ben. I'll put money on Ben. Anyway, you don't need to hear behind the scenes here. Right, Flaming Lips is coming up, and we have some very good music, some of which they've allowed me to choose myself. Oh, including soon, Detroit Rock City by Kiss. Oh, it's dirty. But, right, we're going to play a record, and then we're going to phone up Sir Roger Moore, and I'm going to talk to him. I'm genuinely a little bit nervous as well, because he's, very, very exciting. Anyway, sorry, Andy, I was about to play a record then. You've muffed it up.
Oh, sorry.
What were you saying?
Oh, no, just saying he's very special.
He's very special indeed, yes. I'm genuinely a little bit... I don't get nervous talking to celebrities. I've met some of the biggest stars in the world. Daniel Bedingfield. The short, dumpy one from Liberty X. To name but two. But today, we have got a genuine legend on the telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sir Roger Moore!
Well, hi, Ian.
Hello, Roger. How are you?
And a happy Christmas Eve to you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Christmas tomorrow. How exciting is that?
Well, it's exciting for you because I hear Father Christmas is dropping a little book called My Word Is My Bond.
Now, this is why Roger is so good. He's got the book in straight away. And I have asked Father Christmas, a.k.a. my mum, although Father Christmas is real, of course, kids who are listening to this, for a copy of your book. Now, Roger.
Yes.
Be honest with me, because it's been out for a while now. It's sold quite a bit. Is it any good?
It's very good.
Is it?
It's very good, but I'm a modest person.
Yeah, so I hear. Well, listen, what's the bit I should steam straight towards? What's the saucy bit, Roger?
The saucy bit is how I found out about Father Christmas.
And how did you find out about Father Christmas?
You'll find out about Father Christmas, all right.
That sounds like a threat.
It's because you say, who was that singing before?
That was the Flaming Lips, frankly murdering White Christmas.
Who's the Flaming Lips?
They're very popular with the kids at the moment, a popular beat combo.
God, blimey, it's a flaming row.
Oh, man, you should have your own show on Six Music. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Flaming Lips, but I thought that was a little bit noise over... What music do you like, Roger?
I like classical music.
Oh, okay.
And I'm at the moment I'm downloading Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, played by the most marvelous, most beautiful violinist, a girl called Janine Jansen.
I hope you're paying for it, not getting off a BitTorrent or doing it illegally.
No, I'm paying 15 Swiss francs.
Now, of course, you live abroad, don't you?
Yes, I'm in Switzerland.
Fantastic. And are you somewhere snowy, or is that a bit of a lazy cliche?
Our house is right on the bottom of the Black Piste of the Swiss National Run.
I've just been told that Piste is not a swear word. We can get away with that.
Outside the window this morning, we just hear whack, 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 as they've been coming down, hitting there with their bat on.
And so what are you going to be doing tomorrow, Christmas Day?
Drinking. I should be in the kitchen slaving all day. I should be up early... Stuffing the turkeys.
Good lad.
Preparing the pork. getting the potatoes all ready to be roasted and crisped, and all the parsnips and the sweet potato. And Brussels sprouts, which nobody else
eats. Now, listen, yeah, we were going to talk about James Bond, but the Brussels sprouts is more important. There's a big divide in my family. Half of the people in the house don't like Brussels sprouts. I'm the odd... Surely they're the greatest vegetable that God has ever given us.
It certainly is, and it's the noisiest.
Now, listen, I want to talk to you. We can't escape this any longer. You were, of course, in the greatest film of all time, The Cannonball Run. What was that like? That must have been fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I had a gas making it. It was great because Dean Martin and I live very close to one another, or lived very close to one another. So we used to share a limo back from locations.
Wow. Oh, imagine being in a limo with Roger Moore and Dean Martin. That's fan. Two proper legends.
Yeah, every night I sit here by my window. he said... I won't tell jokes you don't sing.
No, yes, you nearly did sing, didn't you? And you nearly did a musical.
Oh, God.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to do you a disservice. Did you pull out because you couldn't sing?
I pulled out because I couldn't sing.
Right.
The thing that really frightened me was the lack of a bell note. You know, that is that little tinkle on a piano or the little squeak on a violin.
Yes.
That tells you what key you're going to be singing in.
Yeah.
And I had to sing absolutely cold, leading in a sextet. And if I were off key, everybody else was going to be off key, and that just became the big nightmare.
Yeah, so you left.
I left with my toe between my legs.
Are there any bootleg? Because I know that Christopher Lee, of course, is always releasing records. You've never been tempted to release a CD or anything?
I years and years ago recorded something called If the Heart is the Place Where Love Comes From,
and
Where Does Love Go When It Dies? Back to the heart where it came from. Or turn into tears in the eyes.
Oh,
now
gosh.
I'm crying already as I say it.
You've broken my heart.
It was recorded by Charles Boyer originally.
Yes.
And his son died tragically within just before the record was released, and he refused to ever listen to it or have it played.
What a sad story.
So I covered it, and
I'm going to hunt that. That's my mission is this week, is to hunt that down and play that when I'm filling in for George next week. Now listen, Roger, very quickly. All of the James Bonds are at their physical peak, they're stripped to the waist, and they're having a bare-knuckle fight. Which one is going to win?
Well, today, if they were doing it, it would obviously be Daniel Craig.
Couldn't you at your peak teach... Because I always got the impression from Roger Moore James Bond films, you fought dirty, sir. You didn't fight like a gentleman.
Well, I would bite, you know.
Is it true? I was reading that in all of... And can I just say, and I'm not saying this because you're on the air, I genuinely believe this, I do think you are the finest James Bond that we've ever had. I think your films have a certain charm and a wit and are just very, very exciting. And I think you're the best, so hats off to you. But is it true that you didn't run in any of your films? You got a stunt double to do your running?
Yeah, I can't run. I can't run. I've written about this in my book, my mother sort of entered me in with a lot of other kids.
Yes.
Because they had a guilt complex about their children being neglected while they were all at whist drives.
Yes.
And so there was a sports day arranged, and I ran in the first race, and I was still running during the second and the third race. Everybody had finished. And I eventually, after about the fifth race, I arrived at the finishing post.
Oh, bless you.
And I went and stood in front of the judges' stand.
Yeah.
And I stood there, and I stood there, and I stood there, until they gave me a bag of toffees.
Well done, you.
My theory in life is you don't have to win the race, or even run the bloody thing, to get a bag of toffees.
Just get that bag of toffees. Roger, listen, I'm gonna let you go, but the book is My Word Is My Bond. It's out. If you're struggling for a Christmas present today, go and buy 16 copies of it, for goodness sakes. I'm going to be reading 20. So, Roger, listen, it's an absolute honour and a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
It's been my pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a marvellous, marvellous Christmas.
Hey, you have a great Christmas, and I hope all the BBC Six radio listeners have a tremendous Christmas.
I'm sure they will. Hey, Roger, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Take care.
Thanks. God bless.
Bye-bye. There we go. What a fantastic gentleman. His Talking Heads and Wild, Wild Life.
Adam and Joe, Saturday mornings from 9. BBC Six Music, Ian Lee.
I don't belong here. And then it ends because it's Christmas. Roger Moore, I'm actually a little bit. I want to go home now, to be honest. I'm saying that. My next guest is in the studio already, Mike Wozniak, so he's. Got follow Roger Moore. Can you?
That's quite a tough act to follow. To be honest.
Can you do it?
We'll have to wait and see.
What we'll do. We'll have the news. We'll speak to you, Mike. But we'll also, I'm very good friends with Steve Guttenberg, the star of Three Men and a Baby, and Police Academy. So if you don't mind, we'll give him a call as well and let him be part of the fun.
Jolly good.
He's mental, Steve, and we are always having a good laugh. So we'll call him up. But first of all, here's the BBC News at 10:30. And I press a button, do I? which will happen.
On digital radio and online. BBC Six Music.
Rush to restore Lancashire's gas. Archbishop slams South Africa and surveyors say house prices will fall.
Six Music.
BBC News at 10:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Six Music News, your next update at 11:30.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Yes, hello, this is Ian Lee filling in. Well, let's get some music in the background, shall we? Because that always makes things sound nice. That's that button. Oh, there we go. Look, word up instrumental. You can't go wrong with that. This is Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb. Don't switch off in disgust, you know, because he'll be back one day. Yes, we've got Mike Wozniak in the studio. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
No, hang on, I need to put your microphone on. You can tell I've never done this. I've never done it in a non-commercial station before. And it turns out things are run here properly, which is
absolutely,
which is nice. Don't say that. Which is nice. Not allowed to mention then. Now, so Mike, now listen. You were telling me you're a young stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
and you were telling me you've never done a radio interview before.
No, no one has had any reason to ask me.
And I have never interviewed a comedian before.
Wow.
So this could be quite a tense.
This is
stand-off.
Radio history. This is phenomenal.
Put your blank cassettes in, press record and play now. Well, listen, I think to break the ice slightly so that we're not, you know, it could be a little bit stilted.
Yep.
I was telling, boring you before, during the news, saying how very, very big friends with Steve Guttenberg, Mahoney from the Police Academy, from Three Men and a Baby, Three Men and a Little Lady, lots of other things. And we're always emailing each other and, you know, hanging out. And I've got his number. So, Andy, Adam, would you mind dialing up Steve and we'll get... he doesn't know we're doing this, so... but this is what a professional. He'll just come on straight in there and he's doing pantomime or something.
It's exciting stuff.
It is exciting. This is Steve Guttenberg's phone is actually ringing now. So this will be fantastic. Here we go. Doesn't know we're doing this. Hope he answers. Here we go. Here we go. Pick up the phone, Steve.
This is tense.
Very tense.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, it's gone to
T-Mobile.
All right, okay. We'll call him back. We'll call him back again. He's obviously not listening to the show. I told him I was going to be on air today. I don't know why he's not listening. So
odd, isn't it?
It is odd. We're dialing him again. Okay, this is maybe why they plan these things in radio. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing now. Steve Guttenberg's phone. It's his actual dial tone.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Steve?
Is this Ian?
Yeah, Steve, it's Ian.
How are you, Ian? Good morning.
Good morning. We didn't wake you up, did we?
Just a little bit. I had to get up anyway to answer the phone.
Well, yeah, yes, that was us ringing it.
Oh, is that you? Okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah, Steve, how are things?
Ian, they're just going great. I tell you, I'm having such a good time. I'm doing a panto in Bromley.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just I'm having the best time. It's Cinderella.
Yes.
And Helen Mirren is in it, and David Langer, and Johnny Barr, and Mark Evans.
He's getting the plugs in. He's doing good.
It's just a one Laura Hamilton. It's just a wonderful cast. I'm having such a good time. I hope you can come down to watch it.
Well, listen, I would love to come down. I'm joined by a comedian, Mike Wozniak. Can I bring him? If we turn up and you put the tickets in my name, we can turn up and just come?
I would hope so. I hope Mike doesn't walk you out in the middle of it.
No, I can't. I'm looking forward to that immensely.
Mike, are you a fan of pantomime and Police Academy?
Massive fan of Police Academy.
Police Academy and do you like both?
I like both very much. I mean, more of a Police Academy fan, definitely, but Panto, I mean, they're all, you know, they're a part of life.
They're all part of music, aren't they?
So, what else are you doing while you're over in England? Steve Guttenberg, star of the films, good friend of mine. Are you up to anything exciting? Do you want to meet up?
Well, you know, a buddy of mine took me to a great Japanese restaurant a few weeks ago. I had a good time there.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Had a nice time. Had a nice breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, fantastic.
Fantastic breakfast. And I went to see Billy Elliot, which was just a brilliant show.
You saw Billy Elliot?
I did. It's just the best musical ever.
Wow, they should put that on the posters. Billy Elliot, the best musical ever. Steve Guttenberg, brackets, Three Men and a Baby.
Don't you think? And then I also saw La Casa Fall, which was brilliant.
So you've been poncing around, going to musicals and having a lovely time, have you?
I've been prancing around, going around.
Fantastic. Well, Steve Guttenberg, star of the movies, and I hope I can say a very close personal friend of mine.
Well, listen, Ian, I got to tell you something.
Yes.
Every time we go to a cricket match and we watch you play, it's one of the Yeah. One of the most exciting things in my life, and I just hope your team wins, and you know you're just brilliant.
I don't play cricket, Steve. That's Ian Botham.
Yeah, this is Ian Botham, isn't it?
No, Steve, it's not. It's Ian Lee.
Ian who?
Ian Lee.
Ian Lee, the DJ, the on-air personality, the presenter?
Yes.
Well, I thought I was... Wait, hold on. I thought I was going to talk to Ian from the... What the hell am I talking to him for?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, Jesus. Oh, okay, let me... All right, listen, Ian.
Yes, Steve.
Do you know Ian, the cricket player?
Ian Botham. No, yes, I do know. I'm aware of him. Yes, this
Would
is.
You say hi to him. For
okay, this is this. Okay, Steve. Well, we're gonna let you go. This is not. cut him off. Cut him off. Idiot. Mike, well, can we chat to you after I play a record?
Well, certainly.
Bit,
yeah, I think we all need to calm down.
A bit deflated there.
Mm.
Police Academy's rubbish. I'm not ready to be on. I'm not ready to be on.
Which one do you want?
We're there. We're on. Well, that was embarrassing. If any of the Police Academy films run over Christmas, I say boycott them because the man is obviously an idiot. Someone who's not an idiot, that's a smooth radio link, Mike.
Nice.
It's like Mike Wozniak, the comedian.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I have some facts here about you, Mike.
Okay.
Tell me if these are true or false.
Yep, yep.
And you can elaborate on them slightly.
Yep.
Brought up in Portsmouth.
True, yep.
Polish.
Yeah, of Polish extraction.
You have a moustache.
Yeah, I've got a beautiful, bushy moustache. That's the sort of main thing about me, which I think is why no one's ever asked me for a radio interview.
Is it really? Because of the tash? No, I respect the tash. I've always wanted to grow one. I started growing a beard last week, and then it got to that stage I thought, I look like a homeless. So I shaved it off, and my girlfriend's mum went, ah, good, you look young again. She's supposed to be Greek, that sounded more Italian. How long does the moustache take?
It takes a few weeks.
Right.
I look like a sex offender for those few weeks.
Okay, I'm going to be a child in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking down the street.
Yep.
118, 118.
There's a lot of that.
You get that all the time?
I get a lot of mainly from sort of around the sort of 12-year-old mark,
yeah.
But occasionally from grown men. Certainly at gigs. That's how most gigs start. Even if I've got, you know, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, the first section of the gig has to be spent addressing.
I think I was at a gig
with
I've done a few gigs with you, and someone did shout out 118 118. Is that annoying?
It's disappointing, I think, more than anything else. I'm desperate for them to think outside
what,
the box.
What could be else. Okay, Magnum PI,
that'll be fine. Max from Guess Who, maybe. Is there a resemblance? Anything. Stalin. I mean, Cheech and Chong. Anything would be preferable.
So, if anyone sees Mike Wozniak in the next few weeks, in concert, not just walking down the street, that would be rude.
If they recognise me from this interview, then they should try anything other than 118. I'd be very grateful.
Okay. You have a twin sister.
I do.
Identical? Mustachioed?
She is not identical. I think that would have been... I mean, that would cause major problems in life if she was identical.
For both of you?
Yeah. I think, you know, and she's married and she wants to have children. And if she was identical in that respect, there'd be the sort of key issues all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
are you
a bit early in the morning to get into...
Is there any psychic connection betwixt the two of you? Because you often hear that twins, one... For example, you say she has children...
Well, she wants to have
children. She wants to have children.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's not... I was going to ask if you felt a pain in your stomach when she... But she's not had one. Is there any connection like that? One of you slips and falls, the other one goes,
arguably, she's of quite a nervous disposition, so she usually assumes at all times that I've recently had a fatal accident. So,
what?
I mean, at some point, she may be right, you know, in which case people go, yes.
Spooky.
Hannah was worried that you were going to... Cross the road badly.
And you did.
And you did, yeah.
Cross the road badly.
Yeah.
The Independent... Dear listener, you can judge for yourself now because you're listening to his voice. What a weird thing to put on a fact sheet. This isn't even a fact. This is now an opinion sheet. The Independent describes his voice as a cross between Murray Walker and David Attenborough. Quote... Nasal and breathy.
Nice, isn't it? Nasal and breathy. Which, again, I mean, is more in the sort of... sex offender realm, really, than anything I'd, you know, desire.
Okay, listen,
nasal and breathy.
We're going to play a record.
Good idea, yeah.
And then when we come back, do a joke or something? is that how it works? Because I was thinking this morning when I was going to the loo. I've never interviewed a comic before, I don't think. And there's, of course, the only example I could think of is, you know when Des O'Connor used to do Des O'Connor Tonight?
Yeah.
And he'd have, like, Bradley Walsh on, and he'd go, well, Bradley, it's good to have you. I believe you rode your bicycle to the studio today. And then Bradley would do his 10 minutes about bikes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there any feed line I can give you that would lead you into
it would lead
a
me
joke
into
about
sort of
bikes?
10, 15 minutes of tedious whimsy. Yes, I don't know. That might get awkward.
All right, we'll
a story about a chicken, but I mean it goes on a bit too long. Probably you'd get complaints.
Okay, well we'll play a record, and when we come back, I'm going to give you a feed line, and you get ready, dear listener, as the hilarity begins. But first of all, here's Pete Shelley. I'm doing some mixing. We'll talk in a second. I thought this kicked in early. Hang on, sorry. Here we go. Kick in. No, it doesn't really kick in. Right, so, Mike, I believe that you had some trouble with the chicken. Yes, I won't. I won't do that for good. Now, you were telling me you have a website that no one goes to.
Yeah, well, my mother goes to it. My mother and my sister, they go to it quite regularly.
Are they computer literate? Because my mum, we bought her a computer, and bless her, she's used it 3 times. She couldn't even send an email. Email is the easiest thing, isn't it, in computers?
I think so. No, my mother's all right with computers. She can do the basics, which, yeah. But, I mean, the website is redundant, really. I mean, I could just give her a sheet of paper. Or just give her a new drawing every time I see her or something like that.
So what,
she'd be quite happy.
First of all, tell us why we should go to the website. What's on there? What's going to draw us?
The only thing that's really there is there's a gig list, really, is the main thing. And that again is badly in need of updating. As I talk to you now, I realise I actually haven't updated it since November. And the gigs from November are still there, and some of the ones that I've got coming up aren't. So I'll probably do that later on today. But other than that, I think in the website, I promise that one day it'll be a good website and it'll be interesting and worth looking
at. Okay, well, give the kids the address now so they can steam towards it.
It's just mikewozniak.co.uk. That's it. There is a mikewozniak.com, but that's a single sort of frame of a man in America with some small dogs. It's sort of equally informative. I mean, it's better, maybe. I have had friends who've sort of looked at both and said they prefer the .com.
Does he have a tash?
He doesn't, no.
No.
He's a sort of white male with brown hair from memory. So I don't know.
That's very vague.
We could be confused as being the same, yes, same person. I hope not.
So Mike Wozniak.co.uk, he's not doing any stand-up gigs in the near future, is he?
If he is, he's not revealing it, unless the dogs are in somewhere, a cryptic clue.
Roger Cox from The Scotsman.
Oh, right.
Mean anything to you?
Oh, he not everyone likes the comedy. He particularly hated it, from memory.
I think
he actually threatened to execute a fatal act on himself.
He says, if Wozniak wins this year's Best Newcomer Award, yeah, I'll eat my keyboard.
Yes.
And did you win?
I did not win. That was the if.comedy one. I didn't win that.
You took a dive to save Roger.
Exactly.
Well done.
I didn't want to see anyone hurt.
Oh, no, I'm reading all this stuff, and suddenly I'm feeling very sorry and sad for you. Mike's... maybe this is a good thing.
No, go on.
I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing. Mike's solo show played in the Soho Theatre for 2 days.
Yes.
Was it
sell-out run.
Was
Thank
it booked
you.
For 2 days? Or did after 2 days you just went, forget it. It's not working.
It was booked for 2 days.
Okay.
They didn't cut me, but they didn't really think
the Soho Theatre's a nice venue.
Oh, it was bliss, actually.
Yes.
It was lovely. I hope they ask me back next year, but we'll have to see. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Okay, I have some gigs here. I'm going to read some out because, you know, Tuesday the 6th of January. Now, I'm making a return to stand-up after not doing it for 10 years.
I've seen it happen.
You've seen it happen. Can you give me any tips?
You don't need tips.
Oh.
It should be other way around. You're the... Yeah,
Mike Wozniak.
You've been in the game years.
Is January going to be a good time for doing stand-up, though? Surely everyone's a bit miserable and a bit down and a bit can't be bothered. And,
yeah, I sort of anticipate most of the venues will be... There'll be about 3 people in there who are feeling pretty glum, and it's going to be hard work.
Okay. I've pressed... What have I pressed? Mm. Oh, I've just pressed that. Don't worry. Sorry, I pressed the... So everyone's going to be a little bit depressed. And,
yeah, but hopefully...
Really
I mean, hopefully we won't be able to cheer people up. I mean, there's a couple of nice things coming up in January. Actually, the...
Give us the nice ones.
The nicest one, the thing I'm really looking forward to on the 18th. Yeah. There's a friend of mine called Ben Partridge who's running this thing called the Junket Club.
Yes.
In South Wales, which is gigs in unusual places. And he's raising money for charity. And on Sunday the 18th, it's me and Josie Long at the Planetarium in Cardiff Bay to raise money for this kind of charity that does science education stuff for kids. And it's, yeah.
To do science education to kids.
To kids.
Do they
kids,
do it
for
to
kids,
kids.
With kids.
You're getting educated in
with
the
kids
science.
Generally in mind. And, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, and there's the sixth, you're in the Albany.
That has been pulled. Yes.
I'll try one more, then we'll play a record. Okay. How about the 7th in Farringdon, the Get Happy Comedy?
Yeah, that, I'm looking forward to that. That should be a good gig. That's your standard, you know, fare.
Mike, I think I will probably bump into you at some point.
I hope so.
Oh, you're doing Up the Creek. Good luck, mate. Mike, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too. Thank you very much indeed for asking me in.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Have a lovely Christmas, and I shall see you at some point next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, cheers. Take care. Happy Christmas.
Here's an advert for a Christmas party. I hope you enjoy this.
Six Music.
BBC.
Six
Music. Archive session track.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. While George is away, jazz will play. That's what's happening, dear listener. This is Ian Lee, filling in for George Lamb, if you just tuned in. Shock horror, I know. Hold the front page. Don't panic. George has not had an accident. He's just bunking off on his holidays, which is fine. So I'm here today, and then I'm here for 4 days next week. But I'm not saying which 4 days. That's for you to find out. We had some emails and stuff already. We just had Mike Wozniak in, and Fiona has emailed in saying, if you go to the MikeWozniak.com site, remember not .co.uk, because there's a picture of a cat in a rather revealing pose, is all I can say under the regime here. It's rude. Earlier on, I asked what was the connection between the Beach Boys song that we played, Sail on Sailor, and the Ruttles. Do any of you know the answers?
Not a clue.
Okay, that's the Six Music team there. Ricky Fattah, who was in the Ruttles, he was Stig, I think, I'm not sure, was also in the Beach Boys during the 70s for a brief period.
Wow. Educational.
You actually looked at each other and went, wow, and nodded. It is educational. It's not particularly interesting, but it's educational. Right, OK. So we need stuff to talk about. What should we talk about? Ah, yes. I did mention Chris. What's going on there, Andy Adam?
Hey, he's just showing me something slightly rude.
Oh, is it Phil?
Daily Mail.
We got Hey Bulldog by the Beatles coming up next. Save it for me, I'll have a butchers at that. Nice one. I would like people to call in. What? Oh, they're calling? There's a telephone number here, which I shall give out in a second, so go and get the pens and papers to jot this down. I want to find people who are the least prepared for Christmas. Andy Adam, are you in any way prepared for Christmas at all?
100%.
Why are you saying it in that threatening way? You know, I know I'm getting your name wrong every time.
I really am ready.
You've got all of your stuff? It's all wrapped?
I nearly had my presents nicked off me yesterday.
Yes. You told me about that horrific story on a towpath or something.
Yeah, on a cycle path.
Yeah.
Very friendly youths.
Yeah,
accidentally
youths.
Bumped into me and youths. Wanted to have my stuff.
Work experience gentleman whose name nobody knows.
Oh, Ben.
Ben! I said it was Ben!
You did say Ben. What's your name again?
It's Ian. Thank you.
Ian, hi, Ian.
But you call me whatever. It's all very informal here. Ben, are you ready for Christmas? Are you set to go? Is it all wrapped? Or are you going to go and do it after this?
You know what? I am. For the first time in many years, I'm incredibly prepared.
No. I've been hearing a lot of things on Radio 4 about how men are rubbish at buying presents. And so I don't think that's true.
I've bought a few great presents this year.
I've bought some brilliant presents, you know. I've done some good stuff. Anyway, the telephone number is, kids, 03700 100 600. 03700 100 600. I was told, don't bother giving out the phone number, Ian. No one will call up. Prove me wrong.
Please.
Or you can text 64046. But 03700 100 600. Here's the Beatles. This song never gets played. It's fantastic. Hey, Bulldog. I suspect, and this is slightly controversial, that in the 60s the Beatles may have taken drugs. Because that's... I have a sneaking... I have no evidence that points in that direction, but there's a sneaking suspicion they may have been on mind-enhancing drugs. I love that song, and that song never gets played anywhere. What is it? Is it Magic? It's Magical Mystery Tour, isn't it? No, it's not. It's Yellow Submarine.
It's not Magical Mystery Tour, I know that.
Why can't I hear you? Your microphone is up. I'll try that one. Try that one. There we go.
Hello.
There! It turns out I lied. Your microphone was not up. Ian Lee, filling in for George Lamb. I've got Andy Adam in the studio. He's not punched me for calling you that for the whole...
No, Ian thing. George.
There we go.
Lee.
And we have Ben, who's work experience for the day.
I got your work experience, Ben, yeah. I've been with George since last Monday.
But I think you've not got a paid job yet?
No, unfortunately not.
Nuts.
Although on George's show, they decided they're going to give me a nickname, so I'm not called Ben by George or any of his team.
What are you called?
Silent Bob. Because if I had longer hair, apparently I'd look like Silent Bob.
Let's have a look.
You think? What do you think?
Yeah, there is an element of that in there, yes.
I wasn't too pleased with that, to be honest.
No,
I prefer... Well, we got some listeners to send in who they thought I looked like, and I got Keanu Reeves and some other bits.
You can shut up now, because it's my show. Can you tell Silent Bob to be silent, for goodness sakes?
Join the webcam.
Is there a webcam? Just waving to it. Webcams are weird, aren't they? Why would you want to watch what's happening in the studio? That just seems like a nonsense. Anyway, I gave you the phone number, and I threw out the excellent topic of I want people to call in who are least prepared for Christmas. Maybe you've not done your Christmas shopping at all, and you're doing it all this afternoon. Let's go to the phones. No one's called in. What the hell is that? No. I argued with the management when they offered me this gig. I said, I will do it, but I will take phone calls. They said, no, you won't, because no one will phone in. Come on, dear listeners, you can do this. All you've got to do is pick up the telephone and dial 03700 100 600. It's as simple as that. Call in about that, and call in just, you know, about anything. Also, I would like people to text in with cool names. 64046. I've decided that my name, Ian Lee, two first names, as we were mentioning, is not cool name. There's no hard letters in there. There's too many vowels. N is a soft letter. It's a bit limp. So, whereas George Lamb, very cool name, isn't it? Lamb's kind of a cool name. George is pretty cool. Jimmy Mystery, the actor, is a very...
good name.
He's a good name, isn't it? I've seen his bare buttocks. He goes to the same gym as me.
Nice.
And Mike Wozniak is a cool name as well. He's got hard letters, there's a Z in there. You don't get enough Zs in British names. So you can text in with cool names, 64046, or email on my own personal private email address, which is george.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. By coincidence, it's the same as George Lamb's email address. Or you can call in. Please call in. 03700 100 600. Don't call it, I'm going home, I'll tell you that much. Here's a song by a band I hope you like.
Don't flip the switches, don't pull the plugs.
There was only the barest hint of a gap there to imply I didn't quite know what I was doing. I'm in a foreign studio, and this is the studio where I normally work. In my bedroom, it's only got like three faders and a button, and that's it. This is like being at Rick Wakeman's keyboard in the 1970s when he's doing the Journey to the Centre of the Earth on ice. Anyway, I did ask people to call in on 03700 100 600 to say we want to find the person who is least prepared for Christmas. Well, no one's called in, but someone texted in, so we got his phone number and we called him back and stitched him up like a kipper. It's Gary the Barber. Hello, Gary.
Hi, mate. How's it?
The Gary, tell the listener just how unprepared you are for Christmas.
Well, I haven't even started, mate.
You haven't started it?
No, not at all.
So you've got no presents?
No presents, no nothing.
Why, you fool? It's tomorrow!
I know, I'm going to do it all in about 2 hours this afternoon.
You think? Yeah. Is this the way you normally handle Christmas?
Usually, yeah.
Jeez. And who have you got to get presents for?
Loads of people.
Nice and vague, non-specific. He's been non-specific, just in case those loads of people are listening, and then they realise he's muffed it up.
Yeah, my two goddaughters, my parents, my nan, brother, sister, sister-in-law, niece, nephew.
That is loads.
Whoa, that's not possible.
That is impossible, Gary. I know you are a barber. Will you be cutting hair today as well?
Yeah, I'm in the shop at the moment as well.
Vouchers.
Fakers, yeah.
Vouchers.
I'll give everyone
a
hug and a handshake.
A hug and a handshake. If you do give everyone a hug and a handshake, Gary, I think they'll be very, very disappointed. You're not doing the, you're not doing the cooking as well, are you?
No.
So that's
no.
That, is that Mum?
That's Mum.
Mum's doing that. Mum's Christmas dinner. Yes, please. Well, Gary, listen, thank you very much for coming on the air. Best of luck.
Thank you. No, cheers.
How, very quickly, how many more haircuts have you got to do today?
It's just a barbershop, so it's just people come in whenever they need a haircut.
Okay. So you'll take a break from barbering to go and do the shopping, will you?
Yeah.
Good lad. Best of luck.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. There we go.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and you. There we go. Gary the barber has got 2 hours to do it all. Yeah, it doesn't stand a chance,
does
he? Because not only has he got to buy the presents, he's then got to wrap the presents, which is the most tedious thing. I wrapped all of my presents yesterday. I got to wrap one more thing. We wrapped them all yesterday watching Escape to the Country, which is a good programme to watch whilst... But the most tedious thing... My girlfriend generally wraps the presents, but she wraps them so tightly that neither a child nor a disabled person can open them without help. On Christmas Day, we have both of those people, those types of people, with us. So there's lots of, could you open this for me? Could you? She's wrapped them too tightly. Anyway, if you think you're more ill-prepared, least prepared. If you're not as prepared, what's the sentence I'm trying to say?
Less prepared.
Thank you. There we go, BBC. If you're less prepared for Christmas than Gary the Barber, 03700 100 600, or you can email george.6music@bbc.co.uk. You can text 64046 very quickly. I was mentioning cool names, and someone, anonymous person, has texted in with a cool name. How about Kit Walsh as a cool name? My son born 3 weeks ago. Kit's pretty cool, isn't it? But I would spell it with 2 T's, like in the Knight Rider. I think that would...
I didn't know there were 2 T's.
Knight Rider, yeah, Kit. Knight Industries 2000. Oh, dear.
Christmas on 6 Music.
Everybody! No, don't bother. Oh, there we go. Don't get too many French songs played on the wireless. I bought his Greatest Hits album when I was in Athens the other week whilst I was avoiding getting a brick in the head from a rioter or a policeman. Controversial, you see. I've turned it on its head. Hello, this is Ian Lee filling in for George Lamb. The phones have gone mental. No one's called in, I guess. Perhaps the phones are broken. There is that possibility.
Very true.
Can someone do a test call for us? 03700. I'm prepared to accept that I'm dying on my backside and it's not working, and that's fine as well. But can someone do a test phone call for us? 03700 100 600. Just so we know that this system works, because 6 Music isn't really geared up for taking the phone calls. So can someone call? And let us know. I tell you, we'll have the news now, then we'll come back, we'll set up the stall again, and we'll put some more bits and pieces out. But first of all, here's the BBC News.
On digital radio and online, BBC 6 Music.
Savvy goes bust, Lanx gas supplies get restored, and shops told to stop the mulled wine.
6 Music.
BBC News at 11:31, I'm Nikki Cardwell. 6 Music News, more in an hour.
On the Music Week this week, we look back at 2008 in the world of music with Noel Gallagher, Neil Diamond, Amy Winehouse and Robert Plant. That's the Music Week with me, Julie Cullen and Matt Everett. Sunday from 1.
6 Music.
Mush it up. There we go. So, it turns out I'm vindicated, dear listener. No, I'm not as rubbish as I was being led to believe. You've not all switched off in your droves to go and watch Jeremy Kyle on ITV2. I went through a period...
It's probably even a repeat on BBC... on ITV2.
Yeah, I went through a period in my life where I series linked Jeremy Kyle on the Sky Plus. So at the weekend I'd have 5 back-to-back. It made me feel dirty and a little bit used, but I am a sucker, I said sucker, don't worry, for the lie detector results and the DNA results. Surely that's the most exciting reveal on... Let's get those all-important lie detector results. We asked you, have you at any point since been going out with Sharon had sexual contact with any other woman? You know what sexual contact is? It's anything above a kiss and below full sex. You said no. You were lying, weren't you? I love it, isn't it? It's fantastic, isn't it? No, just
not
me.
Not for me.
Anyway, we've been giving out the phone number.
That was perfect.
You guys must be crazy.
Yeah.
Adam, Andy and Ben, well done. There's only 2 people here, but they have 3 names between them. And it's great. Listen, I've been giving you up the telephone number, which I'm not going to give you anymore. Because it turns out the system is knackered. It don't work. Would you like to explain, Andy Adam, and apologise to the
don't
listeners?
Don't work, do it.
Don't work, do it. So if you've called in, you have my sincerest apologies. So the way we will work this is we'll go back to... We'll pretend it's 1998 and text technology is brand new at a radio station. I remember working at a radio station and I came in one day as a new screen. What's this? We can get texts now from the listeners. Get out of here! That'll never work. But we're going back to that day, dear listeners. So, if you'd like to text us or email us with your phone number, we can then call them back.
We can do that.
So, the text number is 64046, and the email is george.6music@bbc.co.uk. The things that we've mentioned so far, and I think that these do stand up as valid, and we'll flog these until the blood comes out of this stone. We want the most unprepared people for Christmas. If you've not done any shopping at all, you've not even done your food. Gary the barber has bought no presents and has two hours to do it. But I suspect there are people who have not bought presents and also have to buy the food as well. The food is the tough thing, because those parsnips go like nobody's business. You just ask Roger Moore. By the way, listen back to the Roger Moore interview. Was it me, or did it sound like everything he said was a filthy, filthy innuendo? You can just hear us sniggering away like schoolboys. I won't repeat them, but it was just, what? Does he mean this? I love, what a fantastic man. So, if you think you are the most unprepared person for Christmas, 64046, or email george.6music@bbc.co.uk. We're looking for the coolest names. We've got George Lamb, Jimmy Mystery, Mike Wozniak, and Kit Walsh. We'll do this as well. When I filled in for John Holmes a few weeks ago, I did this. I've never done a radio show. Apart from one day, actually. I did it one day. At 10 o'clock, was it? Quarter to 12 in the morning. I've never done it. I normally do stuff late at night or sort of the late evening. So if you could just text in and let me know what the hell you're doing now. What gives people the right to listen? No, that's the wrong sentence. How are you able to listen to the radio at this time of the day? I don't understand how people do. But yeah, George's Lamb is very, very big radio figures, I believe. Does he?
It does very well.
Well done, George. Well done, George. So, those are the three things. Most unprepared for Christmas, coolest names, and what are you doing right now? The phones don't work, so don't call in. But if you text in 64046 or email george.6music@bbc.co.uk, and if you say, yes, you can call me back, or no, don't call me back, I hate you, we will almost certainly respect your wishes. Hopefully we'll speak to someone after this. Oh, there we go. I like that song. It's good, the song, isn't it? A lot of these songs, I'll be honest, I'm an old man I've never heard of. I have heard of that one, and they're blooming good. Well done. OK, listen, we have a show. It's only taken us, what, 1 hour and 48 minutes? But, team, we got a show. High five, Andy Adam. That's what I'm talking about. I'd high five Ben and Sarah, but I can't reach. So, we've been asking people to text in and email him. That's you, that's what we've been asking. With people who are most unprepared for Christmas. We've got... who's this from? No name. Ian, I'm well underprepared for Christmas. Was meant to get everything done today, but the lure of a Christmas Eve sherry was too tempting. Well, that means they're steaming, and they're not going to get it done at all.
That's shocking.
That's not... Ian, Cat in Edinburgh says, the people who aren't prepared for Christmas are probably out shopping in a frenzy. A better feature... might be about people who are ready and smug, says Cat in Edinburgh. Well, it's something, and... we'll do those texts and emails about that in a minute. We've got someone on the line. It's Ezra Patrick Murphy. Hello, Ezra.
Hello.
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going very well. It seems like it's the calm before the storm.
Now, tell me how far down the Christmas line you are.
I've pretty much identified... Well, thanks for the shout on the parsnips, by the way. That's going to the top of my agenda.
Have you not got... Are you getting the food as well, and you've not got parsnips?
Well, I've got... The girlfriend's got the chicken.
Yes.
I've got to... We're a bit eclectic. Don't do turkey. And I've got to get the sprouts, the parsnips, and the potatoes.
The parsnips always go quickly in the shops, man. Go and grab those. The only ones will be left are those horrible sort of manky ones. And you, however much you scrape and roast them, they don't look good.
I know. Just cover them in honey, man. It'd be all right.
Yeah, they're a bit honey roasted. Oh, I like your. I'm liking your style, Ez. So, have you got any Christmas presents yet?
No, not as yet, but, I've got an idea, the kids, the wife, the family.
He's got kids as well! Oh, man! What are you...
Well, the wife's done most of that, but, or girlfriend, rather, has done most of that. It's one of those situations, they're just going to overcompensate by spending far too much money, but, I'll be opening it tomorrow.
Can I be honest, mate? You sound way too laid back for the awful position you're in. you're in dire straits, and it says in your text that you have Italian in-laws as well.
That is correct.
You muff up this Christmas, mate. You're in very serious trouble.
I know. There could be that horse's head being delivered tomorrow morning.
Oh, for goodness sake. That would be a strange present, wouldn't it? Listen,
it
Ezra...
It wouldn't be very pleasant.
Ezra, I wish you the best of luck. I hope you have a jolly Christmas. And don't muff it up. Go and do it now.
Gents, I'm heading out the door now. Hope you all have a good Christmas.
Good lad. Thank you very much. There we go. Did he say gents or James there?
Gents.
He said gents. Okay, that's fair enough. We've also been... Let's do a couple of these because I've been asking... We'll do the cool names in a minute. We're asking, what are you doing right now? Ian, I've just gotten up and you're my soundtrack to getting ready. Merry Christmas Eve, Emma in Edinburgh. That's nice, isn't it? Hi, Lee. It's Ian. I'm working... It doesn't matter. I'm working from home making pretty workflow diagrams from Sharon and Newbury. Ian, I'm in the garden assembling the wooden playhouse that Santa's delivered in bits for my three-year-old son Spike, says Joe in Brighton with a drill. Oh, dear. Ian, I'm supping tea and munching a roll and ham only crispy roll. I don't know what that says. I think that the point is that everybody is steaming drunk listening to this right now would be the thing. 64046, george.6music@bbc.co.uk. Just let us know what you're doing, your coolest names and the least prepared people for Christmas. We won't read them all out. Tough, isn't it? Get over it. But we'll do our best. Here's a band I've never heard of. The Willard Grant Conspiracy. Any good?
Very good.
Well, let's find out. Flip a switch and let them... Ian Lee, sitting in for George Lamb, and slowing things down here because I'm about to be handed... I just need to read this to make sure this is absolutely true. It is true. Christmas is over, kids. Christmas... My sister is listening to this. Thanks, Joe. You stitched me up like a right kipper.
Is this that sister that wraps all the presents for you?
No. That's my girlfriend wraps all the presents. This is my sister. And you were laughing, Andy Adam, because we... I'm 35 years old. Joe is a similar age, I won't say. And we still write Christmas lists. I give her my list. She gives me her list. And then we know what to buy. Now, that makes... Ben, you're nodding. That makes sense.
That's very sensible.
Sensible, yeah. Isn't it?
Because then you don't get duplicate presents.
Well, exactly. And then I don't get rubbish as well. I get what I want. I get My Word Is My Bond by Sir Roger Moore.
And you give the one list to everybody, and they've got to work it out between them who gets...
I unbongo it until a specific time... Is that the word? To a specific time, and then I release it on the internet. I do. Then I email it to the relevant parties all at the same time, and I say... Fight over this, and then they pick and choose and stuff. But you laughed at that as if to say,
"No, I think
stupid.
It's really sweet." No, I didn't take
sweet,
it.
Sweet patronising. Anyway, my sister. Oh, by the way, Dylan, if you're listening, hello, Dylan. He's my nephew. I may get him to phone in next week. He's only four, but he does a brilliant Six Music jingle for some reason. I don't know how he's learnt it, but he's anyway. Hi, I'm Ian's sister, and I've just realised while listening to the show that I've forgotten to buy parsnips. Oh. Jeez, man, this is not... And there I was, feeling smug. She does do that sometimes. That I'd finished all my Christmas shopping. Ian, what should I do? Well, I think you leave the kids indoors, unattended, and you go and get some parsnips, woman, for goodness sakes. I'll go to Tesco's this afternoon and get them, Joe. Can you believe that? No, there's me, and I was smug because I've done everything.
It's good to be dispensed that advice, though.
Isn't it just?
There'd be a big hole in Christmas tomorrow.
There will be. There'll be a very tense dinner. Forgotten the parsnips, have you? Although, 2 years ago, I was cooking the Christmas dinner, and I forgot to defrost the turkey. So, about to start the dinner, I had to go out and buy some halal chicken. Now, not a problem for anyone. Didn't tell my mum, though, just in case. You know what mums are like. But parsnips, not good, Joe. I'll go to Tesco's. I've not read this one, so let me quickly go through some of the cool names. My English tutor's name is Jeremiah Mercurio from Callum in Glasgow. That's pretty cool. Ian, what about Saskia Moses as a cool name? That's Alan Gatehead's daughter. This is good. I called my son Zach Ace O'Mara.
That's now,
is that,
wow.
is that cool, or is it beyond cool to the point it becomes ridiculous? Has it gone full circle in the coolness... Register.
In the playground called Ace.
Yeah, I'd go for that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I would. And there's lots of people are doing. We'll get to those in a minute. 64, I nearly gave out the number of somewhere else. Which would be terrible, wouldn't it? Oh, no, phone those losers up. I'm not there. They didn't give me any Christmas cover, so up theirs. Anyway, 64046, grow up, steady on. george.6music@bbc.co.uk. Let's do a couple of emails, actually, because I'm asking for emails and I haven't read any. That's, my name is Gerard Early. That's not that. No. Rod Hull is someone. That's Rod Hull is a cool name. Oh, hang on. Let's do this one. This is from Jason. Hello, Ian. Nice surprise to hear you on the radio. I will listen in next week. Guess I'm filling in next week for George as well. Any chance you could... Oh, he's tricked me into doing a shout-out. I don't normally do shout-outs because they're lazy, but I'm halfway through it. Any chance you could wish my kids, Josh and Connie, Merry Christmas and tell them if they don't go to sleep tonight, Santa will not be coming down the chimney? Well, it's done.
Heavy.
Ben, did you say heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is actually quite heavy. I'll play one of these and then we'll play a record, shall we? We'll have more of your texts and we'll try and get someone up on the line so we can hear your wonderful, sweet, slightly drunken voice, dear listener.
BBC. Six music. Christmas 08 on 6.
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Disappointed. I thought we were going to play the Terry Wogan, Ali Jones version there. They're BBC.
Didn't work that
well. They're BBC. We should be supporting there.
We do. You just plugged it.
We've had a text. 64046. I'm not used to doing it. This show is sounding a little bit too slick and proper for me. I know.
This is slick and proper.
For me it is, yeah. And the listeners at home are going, sorry, what? But we're hearing gaps, we're hearing coughs, we're hearing... But this is, this is making me sound like a proper DJ. So anyway, we've got a text. My wife is expecting a baby, I'm assuming. It doesn't specify. I'm trying to convince her that Isambard Kingdom Buckley is a cool name. She disagrees. From Malcolm. Well, we have a lady in the studio who goes by the name of Sarah. Isambard Kingdom Buckley, would you go along with that?
I think certainly would.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Fantastic name. Isambard.
Your name's quite cool, isn't it? Are we allowed to give the full details,
yeah,
or is it top secret? Give us the name.
Sarah Jean-Baptiste.
Come on now. Come on. That's a cool name, Ian Lee. Isambard, yes, Malcolm, make your wife call your child that. Now, paper screwed up on the floor. We're asking, what are you doing right now? We've got Ian on the line. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Yeah, where are you calling from, Ian?
Wirral, West Kirby on the Wirral.
West Kirby on the Wirral. I don't know what that means.
It's in between Liverpool and Wales. I'm a posh scouser.
A posh scouser. Now, can I just say, can you do a little giggle for me? You're right.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're being sick there. Can you? I've got a theory. This may be incorrect. Can you pretend that I'm going to open the front door, okay, metaphorically?
Yeah.
And I want you to go, ha-ha, you've won £10,000! Can you do that for me? We'll just try something.
Okay. Hey, you won £10,000!
It is Cheggers. This guy totally sounds like Cheggers. Are you Cheggers?
Oh, come on, you've got me.
Oh, man, I wish it were. Do it,
I'm
do
all
it.
Squiffy for Christmas. All my dog's got me glove, hang on.
do the £10,000 thing again for me, go on.
Hey, you won £10,000!
You're right. Cheggers. So, Ian.
No, I think I sound more like, who's the guy who does Millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire?
Chris Tarrant?
Him.
You don't sound anything like him. Tarrant's got gravitas, you've not. Now, Ian, tell us what you're doing right this very moment, apart from talking
I'm
to me.
Shopping Christmas kindling with my puppy, Frank.
Hang on, here we go. Wouldn't an axe be better? Come on. Come on now. That's not bad going. No? Okay. So you're chopping the kindling. Well done. You're not going to buy it from the petrol station forecourt. That's good.
That's right.
Real fire. Anyone, hands up, anyone in here who's got a real fire in their place? It's just me. In my flat. Doesn't mean I'm posh. It means got a fire. So you're chopping up kindling.
Yep.
And anything else?
And then we're going to be picking up the dog's Christmas logs.
Oh, he's made a reference to... who decided this was a good call to...
You thought it was going so slick as well, didn't you?
It was going so slick, and then you made a reference that I can't refer to the reference you've made, because I had a legal talk on Monday where I was told that the poo was strictly out of bounds, Ian, so you've disappointed us.
Yeah, but that legal talk was in the swimming pool.
Probably a good time to put his fader down now, because what we've done there, and it's a mistake that many radio shows make, we've called up a nutter. That's what we've done. Ian, listen, thank you very much for that, man. Have a lovely Christmas chopping your kindling and doing all those things. 64046 is the telephone. I tell you, we could throw one other thing out, actually, because we've got 45 minutes or so to go. I have sent zero Christmas cards this year. I've not done it. I've had a Christmas card from my forgetful sister. Remembered to send a Christmas card, didn't remember to get parsnips. And it's a nice card because it's a picture of me with my nephew and niece, and that's wonderful, and that's fantastic. But I've not bothered to send any. I've had a few other. Does anyone, Sarah, you're a lady. Ladies are more Christmas card orientated than men,
right,
aren't
they? No, I haven't this year, though.
You've done none?
No, I've just been too busy.
Is this the first year you've not done it?
Yes.
They're a waste of money, aren't they? I don't want to say they're a cult,
e-cards.
But
e-cards are a bit of a cop-out, but
oh, I hate the e-cards.
Sex trees.
You've been sent a card. Click on this. If anyone sends me a link, don't click on it.
No.
I don't click on links. Ben, you sent any cards?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're starting to irritate me now.
Sorry, mate.
You're doing everything perfectly.
Just the important, like, girlfriend, mom and dad.
You sent one to your girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, I love you on
the
phone.
You post it?
I didn't post it, no. It's a bit over the top.
Do you live with your girlfriend?
I am at the moment, yeah.
No, at the moment, what's going to happen?
Well, I'm the working.
You're planning after New Year's. She's out.
No, I'm living with her while I'm in London.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. And Andy Adam, did you send the cards?
I did send a few, but not as many as I should.
Listen, if you're an avid card sender, because I know people that they send, like, they spend an afternoon writing 100 cards and bam, send them out. 64046. Yeah, my mum used to. She doesn't now, but she used to. 64046 or george.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Or if you're like me, the complete opposite, and you just think cards are a complete waste of time, send us a text, and if you're vaguely interesting or bonkers, don't phone up to talk about your dog's drop-ins. That is not good Christmas cheer. No. Hang on, the show's nearly finished. How did that sentence start? The show's nearly... I'm looking at the clock, and it's 25, almost, past 12, and I finish at 1, don't I?
You do.
Can I do an extra half an hour?
No.
I just feel I'm warming up to it, though. I feel the listener deserves the best.
You can do it in the studio next door off air.
Sounds like... listen, there is an elephant in the room, and no one's talking about it. We have to talk about it. Without going into too much detail, in the news it was mentioned that there is a company that could possibly be in trouble. Zavvi, we don't know. Things are happening with Zavvi. And Andy Adam, tell the listener why you're so upset. You've been effing and jeffing for the last hour.
I've got a couple of £100 worth of vouchers for that said store, and they're at home, and I'm going away for Christmas straight after the show.
So please
stay open.
It was mentioned in the news. We didn't quite get the full facts because we were messing around, if I'm completely honest. But so if that store does close down...
I can't.
You are £200 out of pocket.
Down.
And you couldn't take that into any other record, our price or nothing like that. No. They wouldn't accept it.
Nope.
And we're all...
Happy Christmas.
We're all going, oh, it's very sad. But actually, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, okay, it's not. Just go in there. Go and get that voucher. Go in there today. Slap it down and just get stuff, man. Get £200 worth.
Ain't got time.
Okay, well, that's... Christmas is tough for a lot of people. Watco is Bah Humbug. I don't do... I didn't mention Christmas cards. Does anyone send them? I don't know cards, Ian. Nuff said. Don't. Christmas stinks in it. Bah Humbug and... That's what I think of that. We're all big fans of Christmas, aren't we?
Massive.
Have you heard the Billy Idol Christmas album?
No.
Oh, have you not?
No. Oh, wouldn't.
I've got it on me.
He wouldn't.
He's got... Hang on, this is a treat. We'll play a... Look, have a look at that. Billy Idol, Happy Holidays, a very special Christmas album. Have a look at the track listing on there. We won't play them all because... We won't play all of one because I'll tell you now, they're rubbish. But pick one of those songs, and after They Might Be Giants...
Jingle Bell Rock.
Or Let It Snow. Billy Idol in Let It Snow.
Let It Snow is... Because Jingle Bell Rock is the only one that kind of hints at where he's come from musically. Let It Snow is... okay, listen, let's play Don't Let's Start by They Might Be Giants, then we'll have that. If you want to get in touch with the show, we have another, 35 minutes. So I suggest... He's just seen the cover.
I wish you could put it on the webcam.
Oh, look at his strange face. So if you want to get in touch with the show, 64046, george.6music@bbc.co.uk. We'll have They Might Be Giants, and then if you're lucky, just a little hint of Billy Idol and his wonderful Christmas album. Oh, bless. What fun we're having here, dear listener. And I only hope that some of the fun is coming over to you. If it's not, it's tough.
It is.
Is it? Oh, good. We go on.
The latest text. Yeah. At the start, I thought you were going to go down like the price of my house.
Yeah.
But you're pretty good. Merry Christmas from Nigel in Brighton.
Thank you, Nigel. Now, you've been, Andy Adam, producer, you've been slightly bullying Ben Work Experience by getting him to hold the Billy Idol.
I had to pre-listen to that Billy Idol to make sure it's safe for broadcast.
The Billy Idol Christmas album, and he's had poor Ben standing up at the webcam. It's like sending him off to get the left-handed screwdriver. That's what you've done to him there. You've humiliated. And he's been nothing but helpful today.
Gem.
Okay, well, the picture may or may not have come up on the webcam, but this is what it is. Which song did we go for in the end from the Billy Idol?
Let It Snow.
We're going to play like 20 seconds of it because I think that six music listeners are quite discerning in their taste. This is probably all you can stand. Good luck. Starts off quite proggy. It's quite good. Here we go. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
It's Billy Idol!
But the fire is so delightful.
Yes.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
What?
It should stop.
It doesn't show signs of stopping. There's about 18 songs on that album. And they're all, there we go.
Let it snow.
They're all on there. White Christmas, Santa Claus is coming to town. It's just...
Going out in the storm.
What was he thinking? It's Billy Idol, for goodness sakes. And there's no, you know, if he'd have done, you know, like a punk Christmas album, you know, with that kind of LA punk that he does, with the rocking and the... But no, he's gone for the straight, traditional Christmas album, and it's, Don't give that to your loved one. Actually, I gave that to my sister last year. The parsnips is probably payback for that. Right, you're listening to Six Music. Now it's time for the BBC News.
On digital radio and online. BBC Six Music.
Savvy goes bust. Shot boys. Parents thank the public. And the race is on to reconnect Lancashire's gas.
Six Music.
BBC News at 12:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Six Music News more at 1:30.
Six.
On the Music Week this week, we look back at 2008 in the world of music with Noel Gallagher, Neil Diamond, Amy Winehouse and Robert Plant. That's the Music Week with me, Julie Cullen and Matt Everett. Sunday from 1.
Six Music.
I am the magnificent. I'm back with the shaggy of a soul, boss. Hit me one time.
Andy Adam, you're telling us, we're talking about Christmas cards and who gives them, who doesn't give them, because of course they are the cards of all kinds, the birthday card, the Christmas card, the Valentine's card, they're the biggest con in the world, apart from iced coffee. Iced coffee? What that is a cold, it's cold coffee. Can I have a coffee? do you want it iced? Yeah. You know how they discovered iced coffee? Someone in a coffee bar somewhere made a coffee, left it there, an hour later someone, who left his coffee? It's cold. Give it to them anyway and charge an extra pound for it. It's a con. But Andy Adam, producer, for today only, not for next week.
No.
Why?
I'm elsewhere.
Mysterious. You have an interesting take on the birthday card scene that's so big at the moment.
Yes, I don't give birthday cards. I give someone a birthday scratch card.
Now, see, that's a genius move. That's a genius move, and I'm guessing that you might...
Cheaper as well, probably.
Cheaper. So it's a quid you're spending.
Yeah.
You must have done it quite a lot. I'm guessing a lot of money must have been won on those birthdays.
Not a penny.
Not a penny, you say? OK, well, there we go. Hey, stop texting in if you have been, but do feel free to email in if you want to continue. george.6music@bbc.co.uk. You can let us know what you're doing, if you're still behind with Christmas, cool names, and if you do or don't send cards. These are some emails that we've... let's do these emails that we've had in already. Ian, I'm the other person listening to you. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Alone. No, oh, yeah, I wanted to read this. There's a reason. I'm alone at work like Bob Cratchit. I'm much further down the Christmas present line than the barber chap. Gary the barber. Doesn't that seem like ages ago? Miss him. But still, I still have to buy some. Now, am I about to make a drug reference here? I still have to buy some herb seeds for my wife's present. Now, if it was left at that, I would think that was an oblique drug reference. But let's put in brackets, old romantic. Was wondering if you knew where I might be able to get some in the West End. Herb seeds.
I'm lost.
I'm assuming that it means you know, herbs. Not the herb, but yeah, it's herb. Yeah. It's a Christmas present for a wife. And then brackets, old romantic. What's... Surely romantic is...
Maybe they met the herb counter somewhere or something. His hands reach for the dill.
Are they supposed to go in mulled wine?
You've not had the compliance chat, have you? Don't feed me things that you know I can't act on. Don't feed me those lines, for goodness sakes. I'm only here for 5 days in total. I don't want to get the sack after the first one. Sarah, I'm referring to you as our token woman in the studio. I do apologise, but, you know, I guess you are. Herb seeds or diamond ring? Which would you say is the more romantic?
I'd have to go for the diamond ring.
Of course you would. Of course you would. Herb seeds. Paul, listen, Paul, email in if you're still listening and with your phone number, because I would like to discuss this with you if at all possible, because look at the team. The phones. This show was meant to be a phone-in show. I argued and I fought and I refused to take this gig unless phone calls were allowed. And in the end, the BBC relented. Lou Grade relented himself. Is it still him? I don't know. It never was. But the phones don't work. We've been sabotaged. The phones don't work. There is a team of highly skilled engineers, one who looks like Brian Clough, fixing... He does, doesn't he? He does. It's not an insult. He can't hear us. Maybe he can. Fixing the phones like there's no tomorrow for the last 15 minutes of the show. Oh, I love
it. It's for next week.
It's for next week. I'm on next Monday. I'm on every week, every day next week, except for New Year's Day, I think. I don't know, actually. I need to check with my mum. Right, OK, enough chat. Here's a record. Is it a record? Yes. Who was not miming the drums today? That was rocking whoever those guys were. I think they were... let me just have a go. That was the Monkees there at Pleasant Valley Sunday, and we were rocking along to that. Now, I've been told to stop talking the guff I've been talking all morning, because I have a serious introduction here. Chris Hawkins, who I believe... Does he work here?
He works here.
He does work here. He used to work at another place I used to work at. Very nice fellow. Used to co-host a psychic show. Mm. But he doesn't do that here, does he? He plays records.
He does.
He's a very, very nice gentleman, and I'm a big fan of his work. And all day, lucky you, lucky him, he gets to play tracks from his favourite album of the year, which is the Kings of Leon Only by the Night record, which I believe has been very popular this year. They've hardly been off Top of the Pops this year, have they? It's them and Slade every single week. Well, anyway, here's Chris talking about a song from said album now with his voice.
BBC Six Music. Chris Hawkins, Album of the Year. BBC
Six
Music. In session for Six.
Oh, we've not played this enough. The Word Up instrument. What up? What up? It's good. The next song in a minute is Rio by Mike Nesmith. Bit Radio 2. I chose it, so get over it. A perfect song for wrapping Christmas presents. If you've got some Christmas presents to wrap, go and get them now. Or if you're doing it, hold off for 2 minutes and then wrap them to Rio. It's a perfect Christmas present. Anyway, I've been given a sheet of paper that's got information about what's happening tomorrow on this radio station. I shall read some of it to you. Just in case you're interested. Oh, Shawnee Diamond, Sean Keaveney. I remember Sean when he used to do the Through the Night on another radio. It was like 2 till 4 in the morning he was doing. Oh, he's come a long way, hasn't he? For a man with so little talent. I'm joking. I know Sean very well. He will take that as a joke. Yeah. Anyway, Sean Keaveney takes a look at his best bits from the year as well as his best records of 2008. His guests include Fatboy Slim. Now, this is what got me interested. A gospel choir and a beatboxer. I hope they're performing together. Wow. That would be great, wouldn't it? Gospel. Oh, I've just had another idea for a brilliant band. It's like a gospel choir, like 20 people, but they can all beatbox as well. So they'll be doing gospel, and then they'll stop and they'll... All of that. No, just me on that. And then at 10 a.m. tomorrow... This is Christmas Day! Lily Allen. the singer and BBC Three presenter play some music. That's what. That's all it says there. That's actually all it says there. So she'll be doing a radio show, which will be good. And then on Friday, the come down, it's Boxing Day. Lovely Lauren Laverne presents a special Boxing Day edition of her show at 10. And let's find something else. No. Okay, so that's good. No, it's good. There's too much stuff there is what I'm trying to say. I'm guessing if they go to the Six Music website, the facts will be up there, won't they?
Yeah.
The thumb has gone up, which is good stuff. Let me do a couple of emails, then we'll play a song, and then we're nearly out of here. Ian, I'm listening and enjoying immensely. Thank you. I want to express my support for not sending birthday, Christmas, anniversary, every little thing cards. I think it's a major con. I always either spend a little more on a nice present that they'll enjoy or write a nice letter. A letter. Oh, next week's shows are all going to be about letters. Thank you, Adam Parker. Rob Ross, is that a qualifier for a cool name? Not really. I'm going to say no on that one. I'm called Ben Brindley, which I think is a cool name. You may phone me back if you can guess my number. Ben, start guessing. We're gonna get this lad's number.
07.
Okay, that's a good start. two texts here. I'm dozing after tackling my massive ironing pile so I can pack up to go to Lapland on the 27th. Says Dan and Ian. It's Ruth from Brighton. I'm enjoying the show and I'm baking lots of food to take to my parents' house as they're awful cooks. Big up to my dad, Jack Stone. As that's a great dad. They're awful cooks. You can't say that about your parents. Okay, dear listener, go and get the scissors and the sellotape and the wrapping paper because this song is perfect for wrapping to. Not like the word, the presents, yes. Thank you. It feels like we've stepped into the studios of Radio 2. And I flippin' love it. You never hear Rio by Mike Nesmith on the radio, and it's a he invented MTV. Did you know that? Oh, yes. And what did his mother invent, fact fans?
The sieve.
No, she didn't invent... she didn't invent the sieve. It's nothing like... She invented Tippex. There we go. That's that. What a way to end the show on two slightly dull facts. Fantastic. Listen, thank you very much, everyone who's texted and emailed in and tried to call in at the start of the show. My apologies that you couldn't. I'm going to be back on Monday at 10 o'clock filling in for George. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Andy Adam. And thank you, Ben, who's bunked off early but with work experience. yes, have a good Christmas. Bye-bye.